The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Amen. Let's open quickly 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lovre dimina kasaga dino kok jodon je ekni sali la credo velade mino fak dahado. I have a thought that I want to share. I have a thought. I have an understanding I want to communicate. I have a burden I want to share. And I am here again to share. Because in sharing, I will bless you. In blessing you, I will raise you. In raising you, I will own you. Says the Spirit, I am come with a tongue that can make it clear. I am come with a tongue that can make it plain. I am come to write upon your hearts. I am come to write upon your hearts. Lean in. Lean in. Yes, lean in. It is meant to be yours. And that is why I arrange it the manner I have done. Because I want you to have it. I want you to have it. I want your heart to lean in. These matters are yours. I want to write it upon the tablets of your heart. I've cleansed your heart so that I can write upon it. I want you to open up your heart and receive all the writings. I am come with a tongue, and therefore there is utterance to speak all. There is utterance to speak all. To speak all. To speak all. Be not scared to say it. Say it. I'm the one speaking. I'm the one speaking. I'm walking a walk. You may not see it. You may not understand it. But I know it. And it's meant for glory. It's meant for praise, says the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. We opened that scripture already. Okay, let's just start from verse 6. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven. Can you see that? Purge out what? The old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is what? Sacrifice for us. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrifice for us. So as a result of that, therefore, let us keep what? So this is a specific feast. Now, we are pastor already earlier on talking about the only place where the Bible mentioned the feast of charity is feasts. Is that okay? So there are many feasts, even in charity. But here he's saying, let us keep the feast. Not with what? Old leaven. He has told us to take out the old leaven so that we can be a new lump. Neither with the leaven of what? Malice and wickedness. Who is he talking to? Who is Paul writing to? Believers. He's writing to the... So that means there are people that still operate with the leaven of malice and what? Wickedness. And it will take God to show us what God means by wickedness here. But with the unleavened bread of what? Sincerity. And that's the first place that I want to just let us look at closely. With the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Let me read one translation. It says, so let's live out our part in the feast. So you are part of the feast. And if you don't live like you should live in the feast, your part will show. Like that man that came to the feast without the wedding garment. He was easily spotted. He was vulnerable. He was standing out. People can easily notice that something is wrong with this person. And they asked him, friend, why are you here? Where is your garment? The Bible says, and he was speechless. He had nothing to say. So he said, let us leave that Message Bible. Let us leave out our part in the feast. Not as raised bread, swollen with the yeast of evil, but as flat bread. Can you say flat bread? Simple. Can you say with me? Simple. Genuine. Unpretentious. Let's start from there. You see, many of us, we are not sincere. It's not about having revelation. It's not about being able to quote Bible. It's not about being able to lay the doctrine like Pastor Dixon. It's just that at the level you are not sincere. You are not straight. That is where the devil will hide first in you. You see, there's something about us that doesn't want to be sincere. I've had this experience many times where, okay, I understand the place of, even from the natural world, where you don't talk too much, right? I understand that part. I understand the part where spiritually, like Proverbs 13 says, verse 3, he that openeth his mouth wide shall have destruction. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. But he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. I also understand the fact that spiritually, you should be guided by the spirit of temperance, where you understand constraint and restraint, right? But you see, I don't understand that part where we can't say to ourselves, I'm not talking of correctional, we can't even tell ourselves what we are doing, like it was painted. Many people live a hidden life. Yes. And I'm not talking of far away believers. Even amidst us, we are still pretentious. We are not genuine. When we say things, we don't say what we mean. We imply many things. And it's a first place for the devil to cheat us and to make our feet wobble in the feast of charity. I believe the Lord will grant us understanding. It's not about being garrulous, just talking up and down, just talking. Now, you have issue with telling the authorities or the leadership or the pastor what you are doing, for instance. You know, it's a problem. Ask yourself, what is there? What is there? You know, I did something for some people and they needed to pay me. And then when they made the payment, the people who should give me the money that they sent you to give me money, my money, you held it. You said you are not convinced that I earned that truly. That I should prove. And I told you this is what I did. And they said we are not satisfied. I sent them a stinker of a mail. I said, oh, I misjudged you. I said, to give me this pittance, you are going through this length. They asked me to provide. I said, I'm not only going to provide you the evidence, I will provide you and all other evidences. I said, but the other time, when you pay me 2 kobo, you don't question me to go and bring 1 paper. But now that you want to pay me 15 naira, now you are turning. I said, I misjudged you. I said, I thought I should use your platform for the first time, and now I have learned my lesson. I know when they read that, they will send an apology, but it's too late. Why can't we just trust straight and say, what just, oh, that brother did not greet me. Why did he not greet me? You see what I'm saying? They know the people they greet. We are not part of the people they greet. You are not sincere. Why don't you just believe that he did not see you? Even if he saw you and deliberately ignored you, say to yourself, he didn't see me. Abba. Pastor Alfred will see me and will not forget it. It's no lie. Abi, Pastor Alfred, you now walk to him and say, Pastor, you didn't greet me. During the birthday, I sent to one of my pastor's friend, and I sent no reply, no nothing, no greeting, no whatsoever. A month after his own birthday, he now sent me plenty pictures of his birthday, barraged me with it. I now celebrated him. Happy birthday, Pastor. Like that, he was saying on Wednesday, you know, the person was using that to pray, God of my calling, and all of that, and all of that. And I remember what daddy said, but don't do. I said, okay. I celebrated him. And I said, but Pastor, you did not respond to this greet. I sent you this, not just to send. I said you should come, invited you. You did not do anything about it. What is my sin?
I don't need to keep that in. I don't need to pretend as if that, and now go and do something. Let us be simple. The Bible says we should be simple at evil. Just live a lot of us are complicated. We are too, we have complications. It's too much. God does not like that. If truly you are children, we are children that we are hoping to be, let us behave like children. If you don't like somebody, go and tell him, I don't like you. And this is the reason why I don't like you. You will be surprised that the person will thank you for coming to tell them. But you don't say it. Of course, I'm not saying that it's everything you see that is not good that you should go and be talking about. Then that will make you weak also, because you should have an understanding of bearing. So when he says it is good for a man to bear the yoke, what does he mean to bear? You think it is easy to bear something? It's to carry that thing. You must be a burden bearer. You must be a priest. A priest is someone, Hebrews 5, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on who? Them that are out of the way. So there are classes of people like that in the church. So as a priest that you are, you must be able to have compassion. You must be able to have compassion on the ignorant by excusing, to excuse brethren, to say, he didn't mean it that way. I don't know who said yesterday that somebody will come and tell you that see what they said about you. You will say, oh, no, I don't think that's what they meant. I think you are, I'm not sure. I don't think that's what they meant. I'm going to get back to you on that. Let me find out. But to say, have I not told you? What are you doing? You are planting the seed of the enemy to keep making you, how do you put it? You are too complicated. You are twisted. Some people they like to be controversial. By choice, they like to say, I don't go where everybody goes. They like to say, my case is different, in the wrong place. They like to say, is that what they said we should do? I don't think I want to do it. Because these are my reasons, these are my reasons. That takes you to what Pastor Tosi said. You have your mind. You have your mind. And when you look at the Bible mind is corporate. He said, for we have the mind of Christ, right? He said also in Philippians, let us as many as be perfect. He was talking to them. He said, if anybody be otherwise minded, the church has no other doctrine. If what we are saying, what we are presenting, what we stand for, if you don't believe in it, then it's okay. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be what? Be thus minded. That is, we should have this mind. We should follow with this teaching, as many as are perfect. So, and if in anything ye be what? Otherwise minded. What will happen? God shall reveal even this to you. Did Paul curse them? That I teach me an apostle of mystery. See what I've taught and you don't believe me. And did he curse them? What did he say? He said, no problem. What will happen? God will reveal it to you. God will show it to you. Because Paul was talking from the place of understanding of Isaiah 29 and the last verse. Show me that scripture. Because that's the state many of us are. My intention is that God will help us to be unpretentious. It's what we use to keep the feast. They also that err in spirit. What will happen to them? Over time, they will come to understanding. And they that murmur, what will happen? They will learn doctrine. So you must know that there are some people who are erring in the spirit. And when you see that, you will pray for them for understanding, right? And then when you see people who murmur, what do? You pray for them to do what? To learn doctrine. That's what Pastor Tosin took time on. Learn of me. Because I heard Reverend Ken said, your learning determines your earning. Now, don't look at it from terms of money. It means what you take in now will speak for you in time to come. Do you believe me? So, we must come to that place where we say, okay, enough of all this trying to second-guess people and say, does it mean that pastor hates me? Abi, does it mean that this? Or how are they even doing in this church? And truly leave all those things and live simply. It is one way of keeping the feast of charity. Are you with me? Yes, bread of sincerity and truth. Sincerity is not just saying it the way it is. It's a spirit. Sincerity is a life. It's a life that is powered by truth. You see, when you come into truth, it will teach you how to order your life. One song I will have taken, say for time, is "Order My Steps in Your Word, Dear Jesus. Keep me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word." Why? That word is what orders your life. And when you allow yourself to be ordered by the word, you are being kept from the path of the destroyer. Do you believe me? You don't believe me? Psalm 17 and verse 4. Let's look at that psalm very quickly. Like I told you, there are blocks of thought here and there. And then God will help us to get something from them. "Concerning the works of men." By what? Let's read together. By the word of what? Of whose lips? Of God's lips. What has happened? "I have kept me from the path." Did you know that it was the path of the destroyer you were keeping yourself from? No. But what are you doing? You are hiding the words of his lips. And by hiding the words of his lips, which Pastor Tosin called obeying doctrine, which is not doctrine of Eternal Life Embassy, which is the doctrine of Christ. By simply doing that, what are you doing? You are keeping yourself from the path of the destroyer. We must allow truth to inform all that we do. You see, if you have not come to that point, you will still be lying to yourself in many, many things. And nobody will know. It's only you that will know that you are not really, you are just here, but you are not really following, and you are not doing what we are being asked to do. So, for what will it cost you to just say, "Okay, let me just yield to this thing. They said it this way. I may not understand, but I will follow. Whatever happens, like Esther, if I perish, I perish. Let me follow Daddy. If anything happens, I will say, 'God, it is Daddy that said.' Is that not better than to say, 'I don't think Daddy gets it. Daddy, like that forest guy said, they don't know these current things.'" You see, what an elder sits down to see, even if a young person climbs a roko tree, he will not see it. Many things are not by natural arrangement. Do you know that? Many things are by the Spirit. And a person who locks to the Spirit is the one who will have it well. How do you lock to the Spirit? To yield to what is being said. To learn, to take time to say, "I want to stay with this thing. I want to see for myself. I want to hold." Job said, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes have seen you." My eyes have seen you. So many of us have heard, but we have not seen. We need to come into the place of seeing. That's what the Bible calls experience. Experience in Romans chapter 5. Experience. You must come. This thing will be yours. It will not only be for your sister or for your brother. It will be yours. What people do, what people practice, and they have it well. And everybody says they have it well. Why can't I have it well? It's because you are not being simple. It's because you are not genuine. It's because you are pretentious. It's because you are not sincere. Let's begin from there. To say, "I want to be sincere." It's not that you are perfect. It's not that you have got it. But see, that template of sincerity is a great place for God to help you. Amen. Are we together this afternoon? Now, I need us to also understand that when they say feast of charity, is a kind of a life that the Trinity lives. And they want to bring us into their life. Do you understand me? It is the life, it is their life. Charity is their life. I like what Pastor said earlier on. He said, "Now the end of the commandment is what? Charity out of a pure heart." That is the end, right? Then what is the beginning? Like I used to ask a question. He said, "The fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom." So what is the end of wisdom now? That means it's something that you have to journey on to know, right? It's something you have to keep on. So when he says the end of the commandment is charity. So what's at the end? Charity. So it means you don't start with charity. You don't start with charity. If charity is the end of the commandment, there are many, many other commandments that are not as demanding as charity. Do you keep them? So it's clear to us in 2 Peter. He said, add to your faith. Add to your faith. So let's begin. What is faith? What is the because the beginning of the commandment is faith. The end of the commandment is charity. Everything is about faith and charity. Faith and love that is in Christ Jesus. That is the beginning. But you see, if you don't understand faith, you will not be able to add this thing to faith, right? So what is faith? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto anyone who believes, for therein is what? So let's not just get used to spiritual words that we don't know their meaning. As simple as the word righteousness is, do you know what it means? Righteousness. He said that righteousness is like what? Majestic mountain. Psalm 36. Oh Lord, thy judgments are a great deep. Thy righteousness, majestic mountain. Do you see great deep? You don't see it. But what do you see? You see the mountains. But you are now, it will shock you to know that the way the mountains are, what is underneath them is bigger than what is above the soil. Do you agree with me? Now, he said, thy righteousness is like great mountains. Thy judgment, I agree with him. You see, that righteousness is faith. That judgment is love. It's still faith and love. Faith and charity. Now, there is a faith that works without love. I think that they have taught this some Wednesdays back. Where people come to you and tell you, you are still praying. What do you mean? You don't have faith. And they charge you and they tell you it will happen and it happens. But that faith is devoid of love. The same person can be angry like the devil. The same person can talk untowardly, can say things that are uncharitable. Even though they have faith. I was telling them, I read a book, Fourth Dimension, by this great man of God, Paul Yonggi-cho, where they were talking about faith, that you should move to the third dimension. I mean, fourth dimension, where you see it. You say you are looking for a car. A car, you know, you have not, you are just praying for a car. No, that's not how to pray. What kind of car do you want? Is it a car or a Jeep or MPV? Because there is car, there is MPV, there is SUV. We all call them cars. They are not, so they say you are confusing God. Yes. So is it car that you want? If it's car, sedan, that has four doors, that, hey, what type of car? Is it Toyota or Mitsubishi or Jack or Kia? You should be specific. You say, okay, it is Toyota. You want Toyota. Is it Avensis or Corolla or Camry or Cross or Rush? Which one? You must be specific. You say, okay, I want Toyota Rush. You say, Toyota, which model, which year? Is it Toyota Rush 2023 or 2021 or 2026? You should be specific. You say, oh, it's 2021 I want. So, which color? Did you tell God color? Is it because there are many Toyota Rush 20, red color, blue color, and they taught all of that. And I used to wonder, sometimes God has what is better for you. And you use your own mouth to limit yourself. Like somebody, they were interviewing on an online platform, a big international firm wanted to employ him. And they asked him, what do you think, how much do you think you should be willing to collect? How much do you expect us to pay you? He said, ah. Now, they are meaning to pay him like $10,000 for a role he has interviewed for. But they just ask him, per adventure, it might be too pricey. Maybe he might be talking $25,000. $10,000 is what they have in mind. But if he pushes more, maybe they can make it $12,000 per month. Now, ask you, they have interviewed him. He has done well. Just to come, he said, by the way, how much do you think we should pay you? He said, I'm very pricey. You see, see what the work I've done. Well, I don't mean to be, but I just say, since you're asking me, I would like to collect $500,000 per month. But actually, you may think it is too much, but I can't settle less than $350,000. Forget it. It cannot be more than $350,000. What do you think the interviewers will feel like? They will be shocked. They will be shocked. How you don't know your worth. That is how we are sometimes when we try to say we operate in one kind of faith. You tell God, I want this, I want. You don't know what you want. I tell you, you don't know what you want and you don't know what you need. It's only God who knows it. And that is why I keep telling people, don't just pray. This is, say, God, give me what you have in mind for me. Give me what you know, some faith preachers condemn Proverbs chapter 30, that man that pray. Give me neither riches nor poverty. Just give me the bread that is okay for me. They say, that's a poverty mind. in the Bible, poverty mind, that the Holy Ghost allowed that thing to be there. You say it's a poverty mind. They said, he said, remove far from me vanity and what? What is the meaning? Do you know what vanity is? Do you know what lies are? Lie is a spirit. It's a system. Deliver me from this world. If you have been delivered from this world, you will understand riches. What they call riches, you will know it for what it is. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with what? Food. Which is what? Convenient. So it means that if you are not removed from vanity and lie, what we get is food that is not convenient. It is still food, but it's not convenient for you. And then they condemn this man. He said it's a poverty mind that is speaking. Now don't mind Solomon. Did he not become rich eventually? But this is a prayer of wisdom. Do you know that? This is a man of wisdom speaking. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty. Give me neither. I don't want poverty. I don't want riches. Do you know what that means? Can you handle riches? I'm not talking of wealth. Can you even handle riches? Many people, if they call us as we are right now and daddy gives each person 1 million naira and says, come back in 6 months, take 1 million, everybody, come back in 6 months and report to me what you have done. I want to go and prosper and do well with 1 million because I know this 1 million will help you. Do you know some people will come back with 750,000? Some people will come back with 500,000. Some people will come back with nothing. Some people will come back with the 1 million. They will say, daddy, I tried. I didn't know. I tried this. When I saw that, I didn't do it all. So I tell you, it takes wisdom to manage money. You think your problem is money now. No, your problem is not money. Your problem is wisdom. You will have money now. You will not know what to do with it. Take the 1 million. Go to the Nigerian economy. Go and see what business you will do. If you are not guided by God, if inspiration of the Almighty does not land on you, you will be looking at the 1 million every day. Every day. And by the time they check the value, by the time they gave you, by the time you come back, the value will have reduced to 500,000. What are we saying? That wisdom is the principal thing. And with all thy getting, what should you get? Understanding. And where is understanding? He said understanding is hidden in the fear of the Lord. What is fear? Fear is not cringing. Fear is love. Fear is what? It's love. That was any perfect love. Cast out fear. So that love makes you to respond in a genuine way. You respond to God genuinely. You don't do more than you say you can do. You know that he was talking about the Yoruba people, how much they are sugar-coated, their tongue, the way they talk. I have called you today more than 1,000 times. Where did you put your phone? Motikpe, motikpe, lataro. By the time you check your missed call, 3 missed calls. Just said I've called severally. It's a training. Do you know that? These things are training. And it's our situations that God will use to train us to be sincere. So take it upon yourself and be deliberate and be conscious and pray for help to say, God, help me to keep the feast with sincerity and truth. Singleness. That was what they started with. They are eating their bread with what? Singleness of heart. But you see, what was powering that was truth. And how can you get truth without learning doctrine? You know, I was pissed off a little bit yesterday when daddy was asking for the seven feasts. And we have to even go and Google it. You can't, these are the things that should be. Some of us don't even know that there are seven feasts in Israel. There are some books right now some of us have never read. Maybe we should do a challenge one day and say something from Genesis. Give a verse from Genesis. Give a verse from Exodus. Give a verse from Numbers. By the time we get to Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy, who read Deuteronomy? You don't read Deuteronomy. You don't, Nahum. How many people have read Nahum this year? Don't raise your hand, don't worry. Nahum, answer in your heart. Nahum, Zephaniah. I read something from Kenneth Hagin. He said he has read the New Testament more than 150 times. I read it in one of his books as a young boy of secondary school. Hey, is it possible? New Testament, 150 times. He said he has read it, Kenneth Hagin. So why will he not talk the way he talks? Many of us, we lack content. Yes, we don't have content. When matters come up, we can't lay, when you lay hold, nothing is there. The only thing is there is football or politics. No word. We were taught in those days in scripture, you know, that you must have word of the Bible. You must have a Bible verse to respond to every situation. And that drove us to want to be learning scripture. When I am this, what can I read? What do I use to answer? When somebody says, shall I buy, should I smoke cigarette? Is it a sin to smoke cigarette? There must be a scripture. And so it drove us to want to learn scripture and study scripture. It's just a normal thing. But do we do that now? Do we have that diligence? We don't have it. And it's not good enough, because it is what we do now that we speak in time to come. Amen. Amen. Let me say something and make progress. Now, show me quickly Psalm 106. Psalm 106, verse 29, very quickly. Psalm 106. Thus they provoke him to anger with their inventions. And they did what? And the plague broke upon them. What did they use to provoke God? Their what? What came from them? Ecclesiastes 7:29 says, lo, this only have I found. God made man upright, but they have sought out many what? Inventions. What are inventions? Contrivance, things you create by yourself. God has his own invention. Do you know that? The Bible said it now. Proverbs, are you there? Proverbs chapter, let me show you that. Chapter 8, when wisdom was talking, chapter 8, verse 12, he said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of what? Witty inventions. Pastor stressed the place of knowledge the other time. And when you look at the additives to faith, what is there? Knowledge is there. But many of us, we don't want to go by God's invention. We want to create our own invention. A lot of us like to make statements. We want to make statements. You see, a charity man does not make statements. A charity man must exercise himself within the bounds of what doctrine says. And it must not be in church or when you are amidst your brethren. It must be everywhere. I don't know who said it. I think mommy said it many years ago when she was teaching us. She said, many of you, you go because of the state of water in your house. You know the way you use water. But you now go to another person's house because they have tap water, whatever. You want to brush. You just open the tap. The thing is rushing. You are still brushing. Why are you doing that? Mommy said you are wasteful. That thing did not leave me. Oh, anywhere I get to and I see a privilege, I ask myself, is this the way I do it in my house? If I'm the one that is going to cover the cost of all of these things, will I go this far? A brother of yours said, let's go and eat. Let's just go and eat. Let's go and, you know, this brother is earning 50,000. Say, let us go and eat. And just took you out and you got there. I said, sorry, sir. Can you give me yogurt? Can you give me, no. Give me cedar yogurt. What's wrong with you people? Give me cedar. Cedar yogurt. Bring it. Do you have Smirnoff? That white and pink one. No, not the black one. That one. Give it to me. What are we eating? He said, you can, what do you like to eat? Give me pounded yam. Give me four wraps. Put fish. Do you have fish? Put fish. Put meat. Put everything. Put. It's not good. It's not decent. It's not nice. You are behaving like somebody who has not seen food before. You lack temperance. You lack self-control. So you see, these things are not like Pastor Dixon said. It's not a matter of one big thing. It's their everyday life. Somebody said I should go and eat somewhere. And I got there and I asked myself, because I've learned Proverbs 23:7. When you are invited to a feast with a great ruler, what should you do? Put a knife to your throat. What is the meaning of that? Bridle yourself. Don't let your loss run. One of the seven things God hates. Go and read it in Proverbs. Seven things God hates. One of them is gluttony. Proverbs chapter 23. He said, when you are invited to eat with a ruler, put a knife to your throat. So when I got there, I said, ha, this man that said I should go and eat anything and send him the bill. As I was thinking, it came to me again. If you are the one that will pay from your pocket, what will you eat? So I went and I bought the food that I know that if I'm the one that will pay for this. So you tell me that I have a narrow mind, Abi. You say I have a grasshopper mentality. Like somebody preached many years ago that you don't know how to enjoy. You don't know how to abase, enjoy. No, I'm also thinking of what is right. What is within the bound of what is okay. So because somebody gave me a blank check, I will now write anything that I even what I don't need. And I looked at it sincerely. What will I eat? I said, give me this. I think I'm okay. And I went home. Okay, maybe I bought it in takeaway instead of sitting down. And I went home. And later, the person, by the time they gave me the bill, $1,500. I said, I can't even send it. It's too negligible to be sending to somebody all the way who said, go and eat and send me the bill. I didn't talk about it. Later, something happened. We were talking. Said, I told you to send me a bill of I said, forget it, Oga. That thing is nothing. By the time I finish, everything is 1,500. I won't let me send you. He said, no, I said that. I said I will pay. And he sent me 1,500. So I hope it's not foolishness. I hope I'm not being foolish. I could have ordered 7 meats. So a place where when you dip spoon in rice and you bring it up, it's 1,500. When you put, not small spoon to eat, the serving spoon, one serving is 1,500. And truly, without being exaggerating anything, I should eat 7 of that to make a sizable rice, right? So 1,500 in 7 places. So will I be eating that morning, afternoon, night, or I'll just go and buy rice and cook in my house? What am I saying? I know you may say, PG, Jassi, Koshi, yes, it's okay, don't worry. It's my own personal training, right? I'm just trying to say that there is self-control. That's what we call self-control. Bridu. Daddy has taught it. Restraint and constraint. Have you forgotten? Daddy taught it in Wednesday meeting. Restraint and there are things you pull yourself back. The fact that you can do it does not mean you should. A student wanting to strap his teacher felt he knew English very well. Went to meet the teacher. Good afternoon, ma. Good afternoon. Can I go to the toilet? The teacher, of course, what will be the answer? You can go. And the teacher said, you can go, but you may not. You want to show you where you know English, Abi? You want to use can. I can. Maybe I can. I have the ability to. I can. Of course, you have ability to, but I'm not permitting you to use the ability. So you may have ability. Is God permitting you to do it? So when you look at that word, say, add to your faith. Add to it. So many of us don't even have faith, so there's nothing to add. What is faith? Faith is the revelation of God's life, how God lives. Can I shock you with something that occurred to me recently? That remove the miracles of Jesus. Remove the fact that Jesus did miracles. What was the spectacular thing that Jesus did in his ministry? Tell me. Think about it. Let's think about it. What something special did he do? Apart from preaching God's word and teaching and going to eat with. In fact, we have record of going to do things that we assault our religiosity. Eating with Lazarus. Eating with publicans. Allowing one woman to use her hair to rub her leg. And all of that. We don't. Those ones, they look like, Jesus, you shouldn't have done that. Now, tell me something fantastic he did that will say, this is the Son of God. Other than the miracles, remove the miracles. Those miracles are normal for him to do for people. What is that thing? The point is Jesus lived a normal life. Jesus lived normally. He lived normally. I said, God, help me to live normally. Help me to live normally. Help me not to wear who I am by my status on who I am before you. Let me not wear my status. Let me not use my job to relate with brethren. Let me not use what I have or what I don't have to deal with people. Let me relate with people as brothers and sisters. So you look at the life of Jesus, he lived a normal life. Can we live a normal life? Can we just live a normal life? And not try to, just because of little opportunity, the way you start talking, God knows that you can never become a managing director. Heaven will war. Because you will damage many believers. You will dagger. You know, somebody said, I don't believe that there are spiritual authorities anymore because he saw an example, a wrong example in somebody. I said, I would rather sit down than to allow my heart to be broken. But that's not who we are. That is not us. That you relate with your brother doesn't mean that you have an advantage. Does not mean it is God who allowed you. And you must think about it. Why will God allow this at this time? Then God will let you see how it is. Faith is interpreting situations with God's thought. Forget about claiming. Using what? God's thought to do what? Interpret situation. That is faith. Don't look at the spiritual, that the mystery. Don't say yourself, I will interpret every situation by God's thought. So what is God saying about this? What have we been taught? If I don't know what God is saying, I will refer to what we have been taught. What have we been taught about friendship? What have we been taught about money? What have we been taught about this? What have we been taught about this? So when you take those things, you say, this is what we have been taught, and I believe them, and you apply them. What are you doing? You are pleasing God. You may not be able to pray 3 hours, right? Do you know that? You mean, I was jokingly pulling Pastor Fola's leg the other day. I called him on WhatsApp. As I called him, he caught the call. I called the second time, he caught the call. So I need that. Oh, maybe he's in the office. Maybe he give me lectures or whatever. So later he called me back. Pastor, I hope you are not too busy. Oh, no. We are having our family Friday, whatever. But that day was not Friday. That day was not Friday. We're having our family, whatever. I say, but Pastor, today is not Friday. He said, yes, anyway, we have it 2 times a week. Hey! Alagbara. So, he said, Pastor, we do it 2 times in our family. We pray 2 times. I said, hey, powerful. He said, Pastor, you have not seen anything. Pastor Dixon's house, they do it every day. Hey! I am dead. I'm not spiritual at all. I said, me, I do Friday morning, 5 to 6 a.m. I said, Bishop Dick, every day. And I said, do you know what is in Pastor Dixon's house that is making it to be doing devotion every day? I don't want that thing to come to my house. Me, I want to do it Friday. That is how we should do it. What am I trying to say? It's not your showing of spirituality that shows that. That is not what God looks at. Anybody can pray. You know, I got an understanding this morning. Paul said, I will sing in the spirit. I will sing in understanding. I will pray in the spirit. I will pray in understanding. I will live in the spirit. Then I will live with understanding. Do you know understanding will solve many things prayer will not do? Just simple obedience. You may not be able, I'm trying to say, you may not be able to pray 1 hour straight. Though daddy has taught us the standard time, you should be able to pray at least, you should be able to pray minimum 1 hour. Do you agree with me? Yes. But if you can't go 3 hours, do you know that God will not kill you? And you see your brother who can pray 7 hours at a stretch. 7 hours. You know some people do that in online. They say they are praying, they pray 13 hours. Well, and they can't love, and they can't forgive, and they still cheat in the office, and they still cook things in the office just to get promotion. God forgive me, there was a pastor in my place of work. They said they were going to promote people, but at the level they are, they can't just promote all of them, they'll be too much. So they would do selective promotion. And you know, this pastor went at night to go and beg the registrar, okay, please, let my name be there, please. Ha! If they said they will not promote everybody, hey, let God, if it pleases God that I'm promoted, fine. And if you are not promoted this year, at least next year, you will become a foremost contender for promotion because they will say, last year we didn't promote him. Let's consider him today. Today now, the person is a director. So what else? But each time I remember that thing, that he went to beg secretly, it wasn't God that did it. It wasn't God. Or like somebody who said every morning they are contesting for VC ship. I don't know how people think like that. So pastors will surround him. They will anoint him. They will be praying. They'll be moving around. The next VC. The next VC. The next VC. The day they did the VC election, is already, they were killing cow in his house. You're not even afraid. What if? They already killing cow. And the shocker came. Three of them. First person outside, a woman. Second person inside, a respected, himself respected. The woman scored 76.3. The next person sells 76.2. He that was killing cow scored 76.1. Do you see the closeness? You see the closeness? Yes, council now said, okay, because this thing is too close, and the government gave them power to select anyone out of the three by the power they have as the council. And that council is made up of lecturers from the university and some few outsiders, right? The council now said, okay, let's vote. Let's vote. Let's pick anybody. Out of 13 votes, 7 people voted for the woman. Even people internal voted for the woman from outside. 5 people voted for the second person, who is now a VC in another private university now. But this man that is killing cow and they are surrounding him, praying everything, nobody voted for him. 1 person did not vote. Is that God? Is it not people speaking? So if you do well, like God said to Cain, so if you are okay, will you not do well? You remember, Pastor Alfred, when we were campaigning to become president of our department, he was going to be secretary or editor. I was going to be president. And we'll go and campaign. We will say, please, we solicit your vote to campaign for us. We want to become president. We have this and that and that. But if you feel that it is this person you want to vote for, please, you are free. You can vote for him. Who campaigns like that? It is understanding that is speaking. Because I realize that I can't be president in that department and Pastor Alfred is not in that cabinet. I will not do it. And eventually when they voted, they didn't vote for me. They said I'm a lecturer's boy. That all the lecturers, I'm too close to them. That is the lecturer that will be using me to control them. They say all manner of things. Don't vote for him. Don't vote for him. Don't vote for him. We voted. We went away. Someone said, won't you stay with your vote? Which vote? We have cast our vote. We have gone home. We are playing. When they announce the job, please tell us who won. They voted for Pastor Alfred. He won, but they didn't vote for me. When the result came out, they called us that, you didn't win, no. Pastor Alfred won, no. Everything, no. I said, that's good. We picked the phone. We called the same person. I said, congratulations, sir. God will help you with this, whatever. And we went our way. And Pastor Alfred now came and said, sorry, I can't be one man alone. My head will stick out too much. We work in a team. We already have our team. The person will be president, vice president, secretary. If all of us are not going there, there's nothing I'm going to do there. He wrote a resignation letter. He said, let the opponent carry on the something. Say they will not say somebody has jazzed him. What is talking? Understanding. He has used faith. He has used God's thought to interpret that situation. And he had peace. That is faith. It's better than 3 hours prayer. That does not have something to show. What am I saying this morning? You see, I want us to be sincere with what we hear and weigh ourselves. Do we really live this thing? Yes, add to your faith. What faith? Do you even know faith? Do you have faith? Paul said, for not all men have faith. Add to your faith. What's the first thing? Virtue. You know, some people have taught us virtue is excellence. Excellence. Yes, it is excellence, but it is moral excellence. Or what another version called good character. It's not excellent. I'm excellent in the world. No, that's not virtue. Virtue is an outflow of a good character. You must have good character. You know, Daddy said sometimes, one day I complained to Daddy that in my office, they always going there. Daddy said, is there anything you are doing there that is wrong, that maybe you should not be the one their eyes are upon all the time? And when I took that thought and I weighed it. I said, truly, I must not do something that will make me stick out like a tongue. That will say, you, all the time. You, not be you, all you. Because sometimes I can pull trouble with them in the department. Imagine during the crisis, one crisis like that, my HOD will say, I should travel to come and sign one paper. Just to sign for salary. Running list. They call it running list. Just come and sign. I say, oh, God, to come to Akure and sign will take me like 5,000. I say, can't my colleague sign for it? He said, no, it's illegal. It's not. He said, if you don't come and sign, I said, sir, it's too much to carry 5,000 and come out just to sign. So later I come and he said, we will seize your salary. They will stop your salary. I said, oh, God, I just won't stop. Kotiye told me, tell her. Of course, I shouldn't talk like that. But it's like it was. Later, somebody signed for me. And I went, say, Oga, go easy now. Mama, travel all the way. Shumo, you know, we must be able to defend everything we are doing. If the management see, I say, Oga, is we know. My colleague signed for me. I'm not outside collecting salary for fun. I'm here. I'm on ground. Oga, you can't sign. He said, okay. So I now thought about it. I said, I must not do anything that will make them talk. Yes. So I this same Oga that is tough. So, Oga. Ah, JB, let's talk. See that we talk and talk. We just. If he brings out one law, one something powerful, I will go and meet him. Oga, our boys on Nishin Kote Sonya. Oh, sure, if I'm a boy, so. Oga, I've been a familiar location. We will turn it to play. We will. And I notice that in the department, if I'm not around, it's like the place is not sweet. When I enter the department like this, I'm only two of us are male. The rest are female. You saw them the day or the bad day. When I enter like this, they have all manner of names for me. Controversial. I think I like this. So I will go to my HOU. A lady far younger than me, I will say, don't worry, what do you need to do? And this matter, this issue, I said, don't worry, I'm going to assist you. What do you need? What? So I will help her with a lot of things to make it easier for her. What do you think I'm using? Is the knowledge of the doctrine that it's not good for them to say evil about you. I've been to places where they talk about people. Nobody has said any evil thing about somebody. Everybody will be saying good things. Are we that good? I was expecting somebody on my tango. Okay, it was my wife who said it on my birthday. I can shout. I see shouted yesterday when I got home. My daughter slept on the laptop. And I told them, don't watch laptop Monday to Friday. It's only Saturday and Sunday. Read your book. Oti turn laptop when I came to singles. Oti wa sulo. Film wa wo. Unkolo wo. I shouted. Yeah. Ah, you are still wearing your school socks this morning. Go on. My man, I said, but kuye kima shout. Who said it earlier on that your children can, they can, you can be half charity to everyone, but your children. When they thought, who put this? Where is this key? Where is this? They will use something. They don't return it to where they took it. They put it somewhere. In their mind, they have returned it. We will all be looking for it. Oh, and you say, I should not shout. Yes, I should not shout. Doctrine, righteousness, that's a better way. Self-control, temperance. So this morning, she came to me. We are going to school, Daddy. Do you have sweet or chewing gum for us? I'm not going to give you sweet. I don't like what you are doing. Only going to make it charity here. Charity, our most sweet here. Our phone, image. You even give him extra sweet. So when they come, I'm going to go and give the sweet. But it's just that I should have given the sweet. That. What am I saying? It's not reading Bible. It's not really revelation. It's life. It's practical. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. This charity thing, go and sit with these seven things. They will say something you do. Knowledge. It's not knowledge of chemistry. It's knowledge of God. Let's even start from scripture. You don't even know that there are some things in scripture. You don't even know they are there. Yet they are there. Your first, anything happens, the first thing that comes to your mind is go and picture ChatGPT. How to, when Holy Ghost will start talking to you. A lot of people have replaced Holy Ghost with ChatGPT. ChatGPT alone saw from alone come on much change. Even ChatGPT will tell them Bible verses and support you. What you don't know is that ChatGPT was created by a globalist mind. It will not tell you something that Jesus will say to you. It can't give you something the way breath of Holy Ghost will give you. I'm not saying you should not use it, but you should have an understanding that there's a first port of call. It's my Father, Holy Spirit. What are you saying? He said, don't think. Don't you know Holy Ghost is the greatest ChatGPT? He said, don't think in your mind what you will say. At that instant, I will supply you what you will say. Let's sit with temperance. Let's sit with patience. Let's sit with God. Let's sit with brotherly kindness. Don't even quickly jump to charity. So what is the beginning of the commandment here now? Faith. What is the end of the commandment? Charity. So between the beginning and the end, look at the things in between. How well do you possess this thing? Let's use patience to be bragging. Let's be using patience to be what? He said, provoke one another with what? Good works. Kidney level patients, 34. Let me tell you my story. You now tell one story. He said, oh, then we wrong. Oh, take by it here. He said, I'm sure most of your patients, me, legit. Muti was 64. it was daddy that told us that come for you one share coins, right? My for you and one brother share coins. Tell but it's serious fellow charity. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I will bless this afternoon. Can we thank God? I want us to thank God and appreciate Him because God really wants to do something with us and in us. God is really doing something. It's serious. See the tenor of the messages. See the way they are coming. See how daddy came last night. I mean, it's too powerful. Let's ask God for grace. I like that place that we should keep the feast with the bread of sincerity and truth. Let's God make me sincere. I don't want to be controversial. I don't want to be too technical. I don't want to be, you know, daddy used to say, they want to talk to you. They're already thinking, how are we going to talk to him like this? Because if they tell you straight, you will throw tantrums. You will scatter things. So they will be thinking, they can use 3 days to think of how to come and talk to you. It shouldn't be. People should be able to speak to you freely. You should be able to speak. If they tell you, ah, brother, you did that, what is wrong? Oh, I'm so sorry. Even if you're going to protest or say it's not like that, I'm so sorry about that. I didn't mean to. Then you go ahead. Lord, make me sincere. I like that. He said, you should keep the feast being simple, genuine, unpretentious. Help me, Jesus. That's how to begin on the journey towards charity.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.